Good evening, folks. Welcome to today's program. Appreciate each of you and that you're tuning in today live. Appreciate that you care enough to feed your spiritual life with this kind of word today. Amen. Praise God. It's awesome to hear the Spirit and hear what God is saying to us. And looking forward to sharing with you tonight whatever the Lord shares. And it'll be good. So welcome, and let's open up with some news tonight here on this 18th day of February. Communist China, you may have heard already, it's rewriting the Bible with communist principles. Buddhism and other things, they're calling Jesus a sinner in the new Bible that they're writing. And of course, who's writing the Bible? Well, it isn't God. The scripture's already written, so we know who's writing it, demons, through man or women. And they say it would take maybe a 10-year process to rewrite the Bible the way they want it written. Yeah, well, in Jesus' name, we just pray you thwart all their efforts. Parents fight back as sexually explicit content spreads coast to coast in the United States public school system. Yeah, the government school system. When they took God out of those systems, well, then they just got worse and worse and worse, and to their epitome today. Doesn't mean they won't get worse and worse more still, but they're pretty bad now. And the content that is now taught to children as young as kindergarten, this explicit sexual content, while the Governor DeSantis in Florida Congress decides to let parents sue the far-left schools that indoctrinate their children, well, they need to not only sue them, get fire them. Yeah, massive turnout for Canberra, Australia, shows that the freedom movement is growing stronger. It was perhaps the largest political demonstration in the nation's history, as people came from all parts of Australia to protest the mandates and the government oppression that's going on. Well, we look at Canada. My, my, what a mess that is, huh? Yeah, Canada's largest banks are offline today, and Trudeau has crushed consumer confidence in the banks. That's right. In less than 48 hours, and some ATMs are still allowing cash to be pulled out, but going empty, while Trudeau threatens to freeze the truckers' bank account and to destroy their jobs, their livelihood, take their driver's license, and boy, it's kind of rough. And police have arrested some of the leaders of protesting truckers. The protesters are standing their ground. That's right. They're standing their ground. And busloads of police have been brought in near Ottawa's Parliament Hill. Police also began sealing off much of the downtown area to outsiders to prevent them from coming to the aid of the people that are already there protesting. Yeah, they're getting to be quite a mess. And of course, they've arrested that pastor again and put him in solitary. And he administered and prayed with a lot of the truckers there and on the borders, I think. And now they're maybe in Ottawa too. I don't know the whole story on that, but yeah. We'll pray that he gets out of jail, because they have no reason they're holding him, just because he's preaching the gospel and stands up against their tyranny and oppression. So Texas GOP representative introduces a bill to reinstate military members discharged from Biden's vaccine mandate. So they're pushing back too. And a Legion Air passenger is kicked off the flight because they had on a Go Brandon written in tiny writing on their mask. They refused to take off the mask too, so they kicked them off the airplane. Right, what about free speech in America? Yeah, what about it? Where is it? Yeah, it's free speech as long as you speak according to their narrative and what they're saying. But if you dare say something different from them, well, it's no longer free speech. Yeah, China court jails Christian pastor for 8 years simply for refusing to join the state church, the Three Self Church, which is a state-controlled body regulating Protestant churches in that part of China, or all of China, I guess. I'm not sure. Yeah. So we need to pray for those being persecuted in China. Persecution's on the rise in the whole world right now, actually. India this month, Christians experienced a sharp increase in persecution in India. And it's going on in a number of nations right now. And we need to be prepared for it to happen here. Yeah, because it will, the way things are going. But we can pray for a turnaround, and that God will give his people favor in this world right now. And people will come to know the Lord. But there will always be a measure of persecution. Because the Bible says those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So don't be afraid of it. And a lot of people are. That obviously, it's not something that maybe you enjoy. But nevertheless, we're not above our master. If he was persecuted, then, hey, what's wrong with you and I being persecuted? I've been persecuted before a number of times. Yeah, even by Christians, so-called Christians that hated the deliverance message. Thousands of baptisms have been deemed invalid by a Catholic, by the Catholics, the Catholic Church. Thousands were baptized into a Catholic cult, Catholic so-called faith, right, by Reverend Andy Zarango, the former priest of St. Gregory Catholic Church in Phoenix, Arizona, will now have to be redo their baptism because the priest used one wrong word in his baptism. What do you think that wrong word was? He said that we instead of I. In other words, instead of I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he says we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he should have said I, says the church. So all these thousands of people that he baptized, really, they don't really baptize. They sprinkle you a little bit, and they sprinkle the babies. And yeah, that's not really true baptism. But anyway, yeah, thousands of people that were sprinkled have to be rebaptized. Because, you know, Catholicism, they baptize little babies. They sprinkle little babies, and they're good for life. Well, they don't even have faith yet. And baptism is an outward representation of an inward work of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit hasn't even done work on these babies yet. I mean, they're not born again yet, in other words. They're not old enough to get born again. They don't even talk yet. They don't even believe and exercise faith yet. So, yeah, that's confusion. Their doctrine, doctrines of demons, they're greatly confused in Catholicism, with many false doctrines, of course, the rosary bead being another one, all those religious icons, and yeah, fake deliverance in a lot of cases, because they call themselves exorcists, which is casting out demons by incantation spells and potions, and they throw holy water on them. That doesn't work. But anyway, that's another story. Glad to have you tuning in tonight. Yes, praise the Lord. We're here and we're ready to go forth and share what Jesus has tonight. We're going to get into some things on deliverance tonight that hopefully will help you in your learning and gaining ground on the enemy. But first, we're going to open up in prayer tonight as we start out the program. So let's just pray right now. There's several things we want to pray for, several people we're going to mention tonight and pray for them. And if you just get in agreement with me for praying for these folks, that the Lord would minister to them, heal them, and say minister in their life the things that they need, healing, whatever it is they need, comfort. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Again, and we thank you for this opportunity to gather together tonight in this radio church program and manifest the Spirit of God and the anointing of God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless your people tonight. Lord, we pray for the brother who's training for his new job, got a new job now and has been out of work for a little while and also dealing with the loss in his family, of his mother. So, Father, we pray comfort, and we pray that you'll be ministering to him and help him to focus on training for the new job and Lord, on his new position, that it'll be a blessing to him, and he'll have favor there, and we'll see the goodness of God there. Pray for another brother who's been down in the bed for a long time now and getting ready to go back to work 3 days a week. Father, we pray you give him the strength to go back to work after having damaged his body greatly and gotten hurt, Lord, we pray for him. Pray for continued healing there. Pray for another brother whose his father had surgery. Father, we pray for healing from the prostate surgery, Father, to heal them. And also for this brother, Lord, we pray for healing for his pain that he's having in his neck and back and wherever that pain is going on right now, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus and pray for healing there quickly, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for someone else who's having indulged in a fornicating relationship. Pray that they will come out of that, Father. We pray that you open their eyes to the sin that they're involved in and claiming they're Christian and yet fornicating at the same time. Father, we pray that you open their eyes and bring them out of that darkness in Jesus' name and get them right, fully right with you, and pray for others that have wandered from the way and still think they're doing right when and still think they're okay when they're not okay. And they've been living in sin of some kind or another, a drug or sexual sin or financial sin and lying sin and all these different things that the enemy tries to bring people into. Father, we pray for them. Pray you bring them out of the darkness, Father. Bring them out of the bondage in Jesus' name for your glory. And the eyes of their understanding would be open in Jesus' name. I thank you for these things, Father. We thank you for blessing the program tonight. Lord, we pray for another person with cancer that they would be healed, Father, in Jesus' name. We rebuke that cancer in their body. Thank you for healing them and bringing them out, giving them an extended time of life, Father, that they may walk with you closer. And they have, Father, and take advantage of the time you've given them, Lord, instead of wasting it on foolishness and things that really don't even matter, like so many people do, Lord. They just waste their time on foolish things that don't even matter in one little bit in light of eternity, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you minister to those who have a short time left to live, Father, and bring them into more and more of the things of God, Father, to prepare them to be with you forever, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray you save our lost loved ones, Father, in Jesus' name as well, Father. And we rebuke the devil off of them in the name of Jesus right now. We rebuke the enemy, the lying devil that has blinded their eyes. We rebuke those spirits that are hindering them from getting right with you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for their salvation. Thank you for them getting right with you now, Lord. Thank you for bringing people into their lives that will bring conviction by the power of the Holy Spirit to them, Lord. In Jesus' name, you send the right people in that will be able to speak the right words at the right time, Father. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, praise God. Now, we just commit this time as we do the program tonight, Father. We get off into the word here now. We just ask you to minister by the power of your Holy Spirit that signs and wonders and miracles and deliverances will continue to take place, Father. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for financially meeting every listener's need, Father, as well, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for them. Pray for every listener that they will have more than enough, Father, and that you would provide abundantly above all they could think or ask. In Jesus' name, for all of us, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that as well. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right. Are you ready? Ready to get into this word tonight? Amen. We're going to do it right now. Five demon families. That's the title tonight, okay? And are you ready? We're going to talk about the enemy and different demonic entities and how they operate and what their personalities and natures are. So we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, okay? Is that true of you or not? Because we live in a day that we cannot be ignorant of our enemy, because the enemy will gain ground on you, and he has gained ground on many Christians today because they're just simply ignorant, or they choose to be ignorant. Okay? And a lot of them just choose to be ignorant. You know, he's very sneaky, and he'll have a believer in a snare before they know it if they are unwary. And so many are. I mean, you know, the traps of the enemy are thousands upon thousands. I mean, they're well proven by centuries of deceiving and trapping Christian people and just people that are not Christian even. He traps them too, snares their soul, snares their life, getting them demonized. That's what possessed in the King James Version means. It means they're demonized. They're under the influence of demons. They're often under the control of demons. Yeah, that's what the word means, possessed. It doesn't mean that they're totally possessed by devils. We know that Christians can't be totally possessed by demons because Jesus is living in their spirit, but not their soul and their body. The soul consists of the mind, will, and emotion, and the heart as well that connects to the spirit, the gateway there into the spirit, because, I mean, how else could people have wickedness in their heart and still be saved? So it's not totally the spirit. Of course, heart can be interchangeable with soul in some instances. If you, you just have to look up the Greek in the W binds or the Strong to get your understanding on what the particular usage of soul means in the New Testament. All right, so demonized, under the influence, even at control of devils, like that man that I shared with the, on the news last Friday, a man that killed his wife, daughter, and son just a matter of a couple weeks ago. He was a worship leader at a Presbyterian church in Jacksonville, Florida for 23 years, and then the devils in him finally got their way with him, and he killed most of his immediate family. You know, that's kind of really a very sad story. Pray for that family. What's left of it? I think there's just one son left in the immediate family. So pray for that son. The Lord will minister to him because he just lost his whole family in just one instance there through the demons taking control. But demons wait for an opportune time. They wait for an opportune time to strike in their full poison and to release their full poison. But you know what? The poisoning didn't just start at the time they released that poison. It poisoning has been going on for years. This man probably had the poisoning going on for 23 years and even more. And finally, he released a full poison, and the man just went into action and did what the demons wanted him to do. And that's so sad, but it happens, and it happens all the time because demons are at work all the time. They don't sleep. They don't slumber. Don't quit doing warfare just because you go to bed. I've warred in my dreams many times, done spiritual warfare in my dreams, in my sleep. And, hey, you know, the enemy doesn't quit. We don't have to quit either, even though I station angels around me when I do go to bed. Sometimes the enemy tries to pull a quick one and attack me in my dreams, and I rebuke him and go to war. Even though I'm asleep, I can do that, you know. Just have done it for a long time, and the enemy doesn't win. Amen? So, hey, it's high time. The American church quit ignoring the work of demons in other believers and in themselves. Hey, it's all have them. Everybody has demons, and not many are willing to admit it because there's so much pride in Christians today. So the church as a whole is in bad condition because of it. And there's a lot of trouble in Zion today. Zion has trouble in it, the church. And much of it could be avoided, you know, if every church did deliverance like Jesus. When wherever he went, he was doing deliverance. When he walked the earth, didn't he set the example? How come it's not happening today in every church? How come it's not happening in most churches today? Yeah. But they don't, they don't do it. Satan has hidden himself in believers, in church leaders and pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets. He's been very sly. He's been a sly fox, a sneaky sly fox, and the little foxes spoil the vine. Yeah, and Jesus called Herod a fox. You go tell that fox, I'm going to keep on casting out devils, healing the sick, and doing this until my time is finished here. You know, we have a lot of foxes in the hen house today in the church, and they're doing damage. And they're just taking out a lot of Christians. They're causing them a lot of problems, pestering them, harassing them, troubling them, leading them into sin, and keeping them in bondage. You know, let there be a great awakening to the need for every believer to get the needed deliverance that they need today. Let there be awakening for that. I mean, you're saved, but what about getting delivered? Realize that there are evil entities with attachments in your life, and then do something about it. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. Somebody just hears only. Now, there's no action in their life. There's no activity to prove that they heard something that they supposedly heard. And Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out devils. His disciples did. So I have to ask you, are you a disciple? If his disciples do that, then why aren't you doing it? Why aren't other Christians doing it? I know that a lot of people listening to the program, they do cast out devils. They believe in casting out devils, and they get the devils cast out of them. Okay? But let's not be ignorant of our enemy. You know, I heard someone this week and say, oh, we don't mention him. In other words, in our ministry, we don't mention him being the devil. Okay, well, no wonder you have all the trouble you have. You know, the devils don't go away just because you don't mention them. That's ignorant, man. Going to sea, right? I mean, here we see demons in Ephesians 6. Let's go look at this, listed by their ranks. I want to look at this tonight, and we're going to go into these demon families now as we just expose the enemy and his operations. Devils don't like that, but, you know, that's okay. I don't really care what they like. I care what the Lord likes. And he says we're not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We're not ignorant, so let's not be ignorant. For Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? So we see demons listed by ranks. But this scripture does not give their characteristics and personalities, of which they all have, because they're living entities, right? So they all have characters and personalities, and it's not good characters and not good personality. But in other places in the New Testament and the Old Testament, we could discover personalities and characteristics by the titles that they are given. Okay? So let's look at some of them tonight so we can better understand the enemy, so better to defeat him and go on the offenses against him. Remember, we can attack the enemy too, not just always being defending ourselves. That's all some Christians ever do. They never go on the offensive against the enemy and give the enemy a hard time. They're just always just busy trying to defend themselves. But God didn't say just defend yourself. He gave us the sword of the Spirit. He gave us the word of God. See, that is an offensive weapon to attack the enemy as well as defend yourself. But let's look at first evil spirits. The Greek word for that is poneros. And let's look at that in Luke 7:21 here. And rarely do I teach on the radio the things that I teach in the local church, but last Sunday I taught some on this in our local church and in the Oasis Church. And so I'm going to repeat some of it tonight just because I felt like I should be one. And another is that some people wanted me to do that. And so anyway, Luke 7:21. And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Okay, so there we see the word evil spirit, ponera. The same Greek word is used for wicked spirit. And it means a malignant evil, which causes labor and harm. A malignant evil, which causes labor and harm. It grows steadily worse in its troubles and physical harm to a person. And the nature of this demon and this spirit is never to rest, but to have more and more domination in a person's life until they destroy them. Like some of the examples of these spirits, these evil spirits, are driving spirits, nervous conditions, spirits that trouble a person's mind or trouble them constantly, restlessness, just being restless, performance spirit, guilt spirit, fearfulness, stress, anxiety, that's a big one certainly. And of course we see rejection also as being one of these as well, that certainly is an evil spirit. And it is a malignant evil which causes labor and harm in people's lives, of people that suffer rejection, one of the major spirits that most people have, rejection in some form or another. Okay? Next spirit is spirits of infirmity, asthenia. Let's look that one up, asthenia in the Greek. Luke 13:11, over a couple pages here if you're using your Bible with me. Luke 13:11, it says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her and called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So Jesus loosed her from that spirit of infirmity. And the Greek word here is malady, weakness, frailty, sickness, and disease. Okay? And so it's pretty very clear here that many sicknesses or frailties of the body and mind are simply evil spirits. That's right. And man made under the demon influence was COVID, right? Yeah. COVID is also a seducing spirit. It seduces a lot of people to fall into the trap of it and be taken by it. But it's very, very operative under the spirit of fear, because these demon families and these various demon families can work together, right? You know that. And they can also be spirits of symptoms that disguise themselves as illnesses. That's right, even though there seems to be no evident sickness, because symptoms are temptations to infirmity. Symptoms are temptations to sickness. And if they start tempting you with the sick symptoms and you start freaking out, say, oh, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, and you start taking it, and you get in agreement with the symptoms that the devil is tempting you with, then guess what you got? That's right. You need to rebuke symptoms when they first show up in your body and realize it's a temptation to something. But a lot of people just, oh, I'm getting sick, I'm getting sick, you know, I'm getting some kind of infirmity. And they just never even think to rebuke the symptom as a lying symptom, the temptation to sickness, temptation to infirmity. Yeah, cancer, leukemia, diabetes, colon problems, such as irritable bowel and different things like that. Hey, so if he did that, Jesus, he healed and he took and cast out infirmities. He healed infirmities. He cast out spirits of infirmity. And if he did that, then, hey, doesn't mean that you have to have these things, okay? It's not your road to hoe in life, okay? Because Jesus dealt with that stuff. And we need to walk in what Jesus dealt with and be bold in that and call it ours, amen? Another one, number three, is spirits of divination, or puthos, or puthon. Puthon, which we get our word, what, python, right? Let's go to Acts 16 for this one. Acts 16, and we'll look at verse 16 through 18 here. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed us the way of salvation. This she did many days. But Paul, being grieved because it was a wrong spirit, even though they may have been saying some things correct, it was coming from Python. It was coming from soothsaying. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. That's right. This is the word. We have Python. This comes from the Greek mythology and was the snake guarding the oracle of Delphi, where the gods prophesied to the people. Under this spirit is all manner of witchcraft, soothsaying, foretelling, fortune telling. Yeah. And the list goes on and on. In fact, these spirits can work in the church, too. Python's in the church, too, as false prophecy, witchcraft praying, false words and false leadings and charismatic witchcraft. And John MacArthur, people, he's speaking wrongly. Obviously, he's had a seducing spirit get a hold of him to say that the gifts of the spirit pass away and there's no such thing as speaking in tongues today. That's of the devil. Well, you know, hey, brother, yeah, because you're saved, you've got a wrong spirit going on, a seducing spirit. We'll get to that seducing spirit in a minute, because that really falls under the seducing spirit, the spirit of seduction, what John MacArthur has gotten under, okay? But anyway, Python is subtle, very subtle, and with its deception, very subtle, and it can squeeze the very life, the spiritual life out of believers today. and it feeds falseness. And if we get falseness and believe it is God, it's going to direct our lives contrary to God, contrary to the word of God, and get us off course. And yet we believe that we're hearing God, right? Yeah, I remember when my wife reminded me of this, when we pastored in Arkansas, we had a woman who had four or five children. I think they were all boys, if I remember right, and a husband. They were all Christians. And I don't remember if they went to our church. I think Linda said they did. But anyway, Python came, and she believed it. At least she came sometimes, I think is what it was. But she had come a regular. Anyway, I see why. But anyway, Python came, and she believed. She heard God's spirit came and said, your husband is not spiritual. You're a preacher. You need to leave them and go out on the road and preach. And she left her husband and her children, thinking that she was hearing God. And off she goes under this false anointing. How sad that was. But you know how many have based their ministries on a Python word and are going out there ministering under a wrong anointing today? That's right. I think a lot of them. How many have done dumb things based on a Python word? Oh, this is my soulmate. God put us together. God says that we're for each other and we love each other. So we need to have sex. We need to even live together. We need to, you know, and God put us together. So it's okay. He gave us the great love together. Python, false word, and a seducing spirit working with it. So false word. See how subtle this spirit is? You know, we need to test the words that we get by scripture, not just jump out there and take everything as God's word. Oh, we got a prophetic word from so-and-so. They gave me this word. And, oh, yeah, it had to be God. So it didn't have to be God. It might not be God. Okay? But we need to test the words we get by the word of God, not just jump there, out there, take it as God when it's a Python. Python works in the church. So be on guard, and it will squeeze the spiritual life out of you and the truth out of a person if it's allowed to operate. What does it say, 1 John 4:1? It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. See, there's a lot of these people that are out there operating in the churches today that have a Python spirit, okay? It's not just rare that you might see one once every 10 years. No, there's a lot of people. It said many false prophets. Many false prophets. Okay? Too many just accept almost any word or thing they hear as God. If it comes out as God, well, you know, the angel shall appear as an, I mean, Satan shall appear as an angel of light, right? So they hear the thing they hear, they think it, well, thus saith the Lord. Well, anybody can say, thus saith the Lord. That false spirit can say, thus saith the Lord. But it isn't the Lord. It's Lord Satan, the God of this world, not Lord Jesus. See, this is not a spirit to ignore or be played with. Do you play with snakes? Well, you don't play with Python either. You don't play with that spirit. You don't entertain it. You don't give place to it. It can cause shipwreck, as Paul called it in 1 Timothy 1:19. Let's go read that. 1 Timothy 1:19. Says here, holding faith in a good conscience, which some having put us away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexandra, whom I have delivered unto Satan that they might learn not to blaspheme. Look out. Right? I mean, too many are just accepting this stuff that's not right. There are true words and prophecies, and there are Python words and prophecies, and we got to test the spirit to see whether they're the spirit of God or not. Testing the spirit. Like we see here, number four, seducing spirit, planos in the Greek, planos. It says here again in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what kind of spirit? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits. And doctrines of the devil, this means an imposter or a misleader, deceiving spirit. These spirits do exactly what their name implies. They seduce and draw people away from God. They seduce and they draw people away from God. And a lot of people are away from God today because of these seducing demons. This planos, these seducing spirits. Right? 2 Corinthians 11:13. It says, for such are false apostles. They had false apostles in those days with Paul. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. But don't marvel. In other words, no marvel. Don't need to be marveled about this. This stuff's going to happen, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their word. So, see, this is going to happen. It's happening now. Again, like John MacArthur, he has definitely got a seducing spirit on him. Because he's telling people that tongues is not God, it's of the devil, and the charismatic, and the people that see signs and wonders and miracles, that stuff don't happen. That's devils and all that stuff that he says that's so negative. Well, I'm Pentecostal, I'm spirit-filled, I'm charismatic, I believe in signs and wonders and casting out devils, and he's got devils and he needs them cast out of him. I'll tell you what, that's for sure, okay? And I'm not ashamed to be a Pentecostal. I'm not ashamed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I pray in tongues every day. Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all. What are you going to do with that scripture? Oh, well, that passed away. That's not for today. That was just for the apostles. Well, you know, you're deceived. You got a seducing spirit that's ministered to you. Okay? And so they may appear as messengers of God, and they may be pastors and preachers and all those things, and they may have a lot of things right. But they distort some scripture and pull people away from God and after themselves or after false doctrine, doctrines of demons. Amen. That's right. So we need to be on guard about that sort of thing. And just because somebody important out there or famous says something doesn't mean it's right. Okay? Amen. So spirits can work together too. This spirit, seducing spirit, may work with the Python spirit. I remember to bring evil to pass, right? I remember in Arkansas, and when we were pastoring there, this so-called man of God came into town and fooled many people in the community that we were pastoring in, fooled many of our friends and even some who went to our church. But Linda and I didn't feel right about him, so we had him over to our house one night for dinner, okay? And as we took them back to their place, somehow I guess they were dropped off or something at our place. Got a ride over to our place, and then we were taking them back to their place where they were staying. We were sitting in the front seat. I was sitting with him, my wife in the back with his wife. His countenance changed to some kind of an unknown animal-looking demon. I saw his true identity there. Okay, the spirits that were on him, or else he wasn't even human, one or the other. Okay, he was just masquerading as a human. I don't know which one it was, but he was not, what was on him, or what I was seeing was nothing I'd ever seen before, right? No animal like I'd seen on earth. And then after we dropped him off, we went home. Our home had a lingering spirit from them, and that made us so fearful and just wanted to run out of our own home, our own castle, because they'd left a presence there. And we didn't know as much as we know now about spiritual warfare, but we started rebuking it and praying and rebuking it, and praying and speaking the word of God. And finally, the thing went out of there, got it out of our house. We just did warfare until it left. But finally, the person left town. And had seduced a number of people and deceived them, and they just left town. Anyway, that's the last we ever heard about them. But these seducing spirits use the word of God, sometimes cloaking themselves with the word of God, but they bring error with them. And gradually they bring a person into bondage. Right? Oh, yeah. Such as deceptive false doctrines and beliefs. Such as different ones that don't believe in deliverance or teaching, they've got a seducing spirit on them, that tells them, oh, you don't want to believe that. That's of the devil. That's bad. And yeah, well, that's just not true. And other things that are more obviously seduced is Mormonism and Catholicism. Obviously, the seducing spirits working there. Jehovah Witnesses, Oneness Spirits, and New Age, and Hinduism, and Buddhism, and on it goes, right? All kinds of seduction that people are under today and deceived by. And now before we go into the last, number five today, let me ask you a question, the same one I asked the people at church last Sunday. You know, did Jesus ever meet a homosexual? And some people were, I know some shocked and surprised that, no, he never met a homosexual. But before I answer, look at this scripture, okay? Romans 1. Romans 1. Verse 21. Romans 1, verse 21. Says it because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now jump to verse 24. Yeah. Wherefore God gave them up, or allowed them to be given up, to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. In verse 26, for this cause God gave them up, or allowed them to be given over unto their vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. They got given over to a reprobate mind, we see, eventually. And so homosexuality is the result of a decision to reject God and his word. That's right. Has our nation done that? Well, no wonder we have the problems that we have here. But notice verse 24, uncleanness, it says. Uncleanness is attached to the sin of moral or sexual impurity in the New Testament. All right, so I'm going to talk to you about this. Did Jesus ever meet a homosexual? Just a minute. Ephesians 5:3 said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as become a saint, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Okay? In verse 5, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That means people who are living that way as a lifestyle. Whoremongers, which is a male prostitute. And this word uncleanness is akathartos in the Greek. And we're going to look at this. This is number 5, what we're coming up on here. This word includes homosexuality, bestiality, incest, child molestation, rape, perversion, pornography, masturbation, all sexual uncleanness whatsoever. It includes that. This word does, akatharto. Adultery, uncleanness, fornication, pornography, many other spirits are mentioned in the New Testament besides these 5 that I'm teaching on too today, but the most common Jesus encountered of all was the unclean spirit, right? And I'll just give you just a couple quick scriptures where the unclean spirit was in manifestation, like Mark 1:27. Mark 1:27. We'll quickly read over some of these. And they were all amazed, inasmuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. See, he commanded what kind of spirit? The unclean spirit. Mark 3:11 says here, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And again, I'll just give you some more. Luke 6:18 and Luke 9:42. And there are more. But these were spirits also of homosexuality. and lesbianism and other sexual fears, adultery, fornication, pornography, all manner of sexual fears. So did Jesus ever meet a homosexual or a lesbian? Of course he did. He also met lesbians. He met those committing incest, abusers, and men controlled by pornography. Why would Paul even put that in the scripture if there were no homosexuals back in that day? Of course there were homosexuals. And of course there were homosexual sins in Israel. There was pornography in Israel. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? Well, where was the man? They didn't bring the man because they thought it was okay for the man to go and be with commit adultery with a prostitute or with some woman, right? So, yeah. So the time was no different than any other time in history. Satan was the same. Remember back in the books of the law, it talks about homosexuality. Man shall not lay with man, or women with women, or man or woman with beast, with animal, right? I mean, they must have done it, some of them, or it wouldn't have been there, okay? It wouldn't have had to be there because none of them were doing it. But it was there back then, and it was there during this time when Jesus walked the face of the earth as a man. Okay? I mean, they had prostitution then. That's spoken of in there in the Old Testament and the New Testament, prostitution is. I mean, one of the women that ministered to Jesus had been a prostitute, right? So the time was no different than any other time. And Satan was the same then as he is now, same demons walking around the earth today as they were back then, because they don't die, right? And Jesus cast an unclean spirit out of a daughter and a boy, so it's very possible that they were sexually abused or molested or raped or by a relative, right? I mean, think about it. These things happened then too. This is nothing new under the sun that Solomon said that. There's nothing new. It's all been done before. There's nothing new under the sun. Okay, so this lastly leads us to talk on number five, the unclean spirits or the foul spirits, akathartos. This encompasses everything filthy or vile. Everything filthy or vile. Let's go to another scripture, Acts 8:7. Acts 8:7. It says, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Right? So, hey, here we see it again, the unclean spirit. And we're in many of them. And they're loud. They were screaming with a loud voice. We've had them talk with loud voices before when they come out of people. Hey, what do homosexuals and lesbians do today? What is the LGBTQ? They speak loudly. They try to just scream for acceptance and scream, oh, you're a hater. You're homophobic. You're this, that, the other, because they want to be known and justify their wickedness, their spirits, and they want to attack everything godly and righteous. They scream out their message is being made known, whether you want to hear it or not. They want to make it known. Right? What do they have? Remember the fires burning in California, what, last summer and spring, was it? Yeah, that's not for no reason. They just couldn't get them out. Yeah. I wonder if that had anything to do with sexual sin. I wonder if that had anything to do with the wickedness going on in that state. And yet they scream the loudest at those who speak the truth. Yeah, these spirits are crying out for political and social acceptance. And, you know, a lot of the church today accepts homosexuality as, oh, it's okay. If they want to do that, that's okay. Hey, the Bible says it's sin, okay? Sin is sin. Satan has not changed either, you know. He wants to attack truth and snuff it out any way he can. He's going to try to snuff out the truth. And he's going to try to snuff out the Christians, too, because they're carriers of truth. If they'll walk in it and stop compromising, like thinking homosexuality is okay when the Bible absolutely says it isn't. Now, I realize that probably most of you listening to me tonight are not homosexual and not been homosexual, but you may have toyed with it some or experimented with it some, and that still picked up, you still picked up the spirits. And yet many of you have picked up sexual spirits, such as promiscuity and lust. When you were growing up, you were promiscuous, and while everybody else, there's no virgins in our high school, and everybody else is doing it. So you might have done that too, and you lost your virginity, or and you sinned sexually, and you picked up demons. And so most all people have picked up these sexual spirits, because in this society we live in today, there's so much of that. Fantasy lust, perversion, pornography, promiscuity, masturbation, and harlotry, seduction, seducing spirits, adultery, abuse, and molestation, and rape, fear of rape, and a number of other unclean spirits, oral sex, and on the list goes with these things. Bestiality. So we're going to deal with these today. You get rid of these unclean spirits, right? Remember, everyone has sinned. Therefore, everyone has evil spirits, no exception, except Jesus when he walked the earth. So there's no place for pride and deliverance today, because we've all got demons, right? Everybody has demons. And so in this country, in most countries, actually, sexual sin is rampant. Hollywood, Hollywood has done a lot to promote sexual sin and sexual lust, with fantasies about sex and realities about sex too. And a lot of Christians live in deceptive fantasies and even see life through a fantasy spirit. They see everything through that spirit. That spirit is in them, and that spirit, you know, gives them a view of life that is full of lust, full of fantasy, full of the wrong view of romance, or the view of romance, sex, and the opposite sex, and sexual relationship is tainted. Painted and twisted away from truth by demons? Huh? Oh, yeah. What God has ordained to be pure and even a holy thing in a marriage between a man and a woman, one man, one woman, has been attacked and perverted and maligned and twisted and changed and twisted by demons. You know, people not even faithful in their marriages, Christian marriages I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, adultery is committed. I'm thinking of Marcus Lamb, who recently died, the head of Daystar Christian Network. He was in adultery for 10 years, and finally the word was getting out, so he came forward and, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and did all that, you know. But he died young. He died not too long ago, just a few months back, right? I wonder if his adultery had anything to do with that. I don't know. Okay, I remember another pastor, he died really young, younger than Marcus Lamb, because he left with a church secretary and left his wife and children. He was only maybe 38, something like that, and had a family, 40. He died just a few years later, terrible car accident. Yeah, tragedy, man. But you think that he had an open door for that spirit that came in there? And got him even to go back with his new wife and start pastoring a church. And then this happened to him. Yeah, and I tell you, folks, I mean, you're playing with sin. You're playing with fire. We don't need to play with fire because we get burned. Don't need to play with snakes. We get bit. Okay? But anyway, I know these people. I mean, I know of Marcus Lamb, but I know the other man. Personally, I've been in the church when he was married to his wife, first wife, before he left her for the church secretary. A seducing Jezebel, for sure. But anyway, we see this going on in the church, not just here, but I mean with these few. It happens all the time. People are not faithful in their Christian marriages. Adultery is committed, unclean sexual sin. Driving lust. Listen, I know these things because I've ministered deliverance to Christians with sexual spirits for 38 years now. And I've watched and I've heard all kinds of sexual sin take place in the body of Christ. And I've had confessed to me all kinds of sexual sin that people have been involved in. So believe me, I know what I'm talking about when I tell you, because I have pastored and planted, 9 churches? And I know that this is going on in Christians. Okay? I've heard all kinds of stories of their sexual sin, even going on as Christians. Christians who know better, but they have unclean spirits at work in them. An assistant pastor I knew of was sleeping with the worship leader, the piano player, okay? Both married in a church, okay? They were both married. They were committing adultery, right? I knew the pastor of the church. He shared with me. I knew that church well. I knew people in that church, okay? Uncleanness in the church. What does that release into that church, by the way? If they allow that to go on unchecked, undealt with, what is that releasing upon the other members of the church? They're being exposed to spirits and what is going on, ongoing and not stopped, not confronted, not dealt with. What is that doing to the other people? Okay? There's an infection there that could be released. What if someone's weak? Those spirits get on them. You know, there's an attack going on. See? Uncleanness in the church. Pastor divorcing their wives and going off with the church secretary. This is one I've seen repeatedly over the years. Some very well-known Christian ministries doing this. Another pastor I knew personally ran off with the piano player also and lost the respect of both their family, both of them, their own children. They took off and left their children, both of them. They both had children at home, both of the man and the woman, the pastor, the senior pastor of this church with hundreds in it, over 100. I don't know how many, somewhere around 150, 200, something like that. I don't remember what they told me the numbers were, but anyway, they ran off together with the piano player, the pastor did, and left his wife and his children behind. And the piano player left her husband and the children, her children behind. And you know, to this day, as far as I know, last I heard, it's been a number of years now, but last I heard, the children still haven't had anything to do with their parents. They lost respect for them. They ruined the relationship with their children. See? What is this? The children would still not talk to either parent because this was devastating to them. And it affected many people. I mean, this church, all the people were affected by losing their under-shepherds, right? I don't know whether you call him a shepherd, but because he wasn't a very good shepherd to do that to the sheep, you know? But the true shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. But this one, you know, he just did what he wanted. He laid his life down for lust, for fantasy, for what he thought was love, for a deceiving spirit. And then they talk about it later and say, oh, God led us together. All right, okay. And they went back and did ministry again. God led us together. There was a little python going on there too, right, as well as the seducing and the unclean spirits operating all three of them together. See, a divided house cannot stand. Of course these spirits work together. Of course they do. Yeah. Sad. But sexual sin and uncleanness is costly. You know, it doesn't go, you know, without a cost. And we need to be on guard, folks, and resist all these demon families. Fornication, the Bible tells you to flee fornication. You don't run toward it. The Bible says to flee away from it. Why would you run to fornication? Why would you run to do it? Get away from it. The Bible tells you to flee fornication. Run from that spirit. Don't give place to these demons. Don't give place to these devils. Okay? You got to put up a guard against these five demon families and others as well. But we're talking about these five tonight, but there are other demonic families too. I mean, oftentimes, you know, after you're saved, the little things that pop up are going to have to be dealt with, and the little things that are popping up are demons most of the time. And often these little things are the demons, the little foxes that come in to spoil the vine. See, every place that Satan has a legal right, what's he going to do? He's going to hold it. He's going to get a hold of it. Until his legal right to remain is taken away from him, he'll stay there. And most people don't know how to take the legal right away from Satan to be there. So you need to quit giving ground for these demons to be in you and quit giving him legal ground. The legal ground could be a generational curse. It could be something you have in your home that gives the legal ground to a demon to be there. could be something you're participating in that gives a demon the legal ground to be there. If you're participating in a particular type of sin or any sin on a regular basis, then you're giving the demon a legal ground to be there. Demons are nothing to be afraid of. The only danger could be allow them to stay and you just entertain them and begin to make light of and mock deliverance ministry, right? That's not a healthy thing to do. Yeah. You need to be on guard against the abominable things too and bringing the abominable things into the and things of the occult into your home, right? Because, hey, the curse in the family line of the occult can follow a person to the third and fourth generation along with other things. That's right. Let's look at Joshua 6:8 real quick here. Joshua, Judges. Joshua comes before Judges. And so Joshua 6:8. It says here, and it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of the ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. When it blew with the trumpets and the ark of the covenant followed them. Okay, now I meant to read 6:18 and I read 6:8. Okay, I'm sorry. And ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing. Lest you make yourself accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. You know, you could trouble the whole house of your local church or your own home personally if you're taking of the cursed item, right? In verse 7, chapter 7, verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing. For Achan was Achan, right, because of it too. The son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took up the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. See, he messed around with stuff he had no business messing around with, and he took it. He took it and put it in his home, put it in his tent where he lived, and the whole nation suffered over it, right? They went out to war, remember, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai when they went out. And before they had favor, they defeated the enemy, but the men of Ai smote them. About 36 men died just because of Achan's sin, because he took the accursed object in and polluted Israel with that accursed object, polluted the church with the accursed object. Okay? Oh, yeah. So we best be on guard about some things like this, folks. A cursed thing brought into our homes, just like Israel had a cursed thing in their home. And it brought problems on them. It brought curses on them. And we don't need to do that, folks. We need to not give any place to the devil. All right? Amen, folks. This is serious stuff. Yeah. This is serious stuff. Got to be on guard about it because, hey, Pharaoh, remember Pharaoh? Pharaoh and Egypt, they were full of demonic stuff. They operated in the demonic. They had diviners and the wise men operated in the occult. Yeah. What does it say here? Verse 18 of Deuteronomy 7, it says, thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. Right? Remember what happened there. A lot of people forget here. 7:19, the great temptation which thy eyes saw and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little, that thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. There's a deliverance teaching right there, see. He's telling you that demons come out little by little, lest the beasts consume you, that spirits come out little by little, lest you be overwhelmed, see. and you're not prepared for the things that are going to take place there because you got them all, can't get them all out at once. Okay, nobody gets totally delivered in one deliverance session, okay? In other words, it's little by little we take the land. Little by little, Israel went and took the promised land and took out the uncleanness in the land, the devils in the land. And remember, God told them to kill even the little baby. Kill everybody. Kill them all, right? That's what he told them. Oh, that's so harsh. How could God? Well, they all were full of devils. And there was no deliverance ministries under the old covenant, right? It couldn't happen until Jesus gave back man his authority that he lost through Adam by dying and going into down and making a public show over Satan and triumphing him over him in it. And he gave back the authority to man to tag devils, right? And to cast out devils, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. He gave it to his disciples. Right, for a short period when he sent them out, you know, two by two and stuff, but then they didn't have the full authority till Jesus rose from the dead, and they had been given it all then. Amen. Oh, yeah, neither shall, look at verse 26 here in Deuteronomy 7, neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. How many people have brought the cursed things into their home and they're becoming like it? Huh? They're becoming lustful. They're becoming whatever it may be, in the occult, in the new age. But they bring in all this different stuff. Right? Yeah, Colin David gave $1 million of Eastern artifacts to pay off his debt. He told David he couldn't have them. So David said he didn't want it, so they destroyed them. Well, they need to be destroyed. All these Eastern artifacts, they were not good. See? Like Mexican sun gods or Buddhas or little Buddhas people have in their home. Oh, it's innocent. You know, I saw this, picked it up at the Chinese restaurant. Well, the Chinese restaurant is cursed. They have a little Buddha when you come in the door. It's cursed. And you got to pray over your food if you insist on eating there where a Buddha is. Or some shrine or some the Italian horn, some of these Christians wear the Italian horn, a sign that Satan helped you with your finances? Or the burning of incense, really? You burning incense? That's an occult thing that people do to bring demons into the area? Huh? Christmas trees, Easter, that's an abomination to God, the Queen of Heaven. That's what that's about, Ishtar. Easter bunny worship is worshiping the goddess of fertility, having the Easter bunnies there in your church and in your home. And come on. Really? Look at so much in our society. It's full of the devil. See? I mean, why are these things in our homes and in our culture? Because the devil is the god of this world. And he's infiltrated just about everything. Okay? The whole world lies in wickedness, right? Huh. Come on now, folks. Yeah. We need to know these things. We're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. Yeah, when the power of God gets strong, they're usually demons upset, right? Demon manifestation. And they'll try to distract the attention away from the true power of God. They'll start shaking or doing something by the power of a spirit rather than the power of God, by the power of an evil spirit. And they'll distract from the true power of God if they can get away with it. And a lot of spirit-filled churches and churches that allow the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, these things happen, and a lot of Christians believe they're God when there really was a demon in manifestation. Okay? I mean, so many times people will talk, and it won't even be the person. It'll be a demon talking through them. And the person won't even know that because they've allowed it for so long. And unless the other person has any discernment, they won't know it's a demon talking either. They'll just think they're talking to that person. Huh? Like the executives of these big corporations. They were forced to study mind control so they can control employees and others. Right? What about Scientology, soul travel, Eckhart, all these different things? They're all occultic. And you need to be careful about going into these little curio shops and places where they sell all these little angels and different things that you can take home and put on the walls, and you bring it in cursed object in your home. I don't have any angels on my wall. God just said, don't do that stuff, okay? But a lot of Christians, oh, they're just infatuated with that. Well, why are they being infatuated with it? Huh? Listen, Deuteronomy 18. Let's read another verse here, 18:9. It said, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, that's a cult activity, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. So we're not supposed to even partake of these things, but they're all throughout our society today. Okay? We better wake up. Our society is full of occult activity, full of these things. Okay? Oh, yeah. We need to be on guard against this stuff. Well, absolutely. Yoga, church, Christian yoga, having yoga in churches, really? Automatic writing, pendulum, levitation, hypnosis, all this stuff is demonic. And it opens the doors for you to have demons if you get involved with it. Okay? I don't know, witches have come into our services before. People like the witches that come into our services can bring many spirits in to upset things if they can get away with it. But we recognize them when they come in most of the time. We recognize them and we rebuke them. We stood up against those spirits that they were trying to bring in. But hey, magic too. Magic is wrong. Handwriting analysis, that's wrong. Masonry, being a Freemason, that's wrong. That's opening doors to demon, Eastern Star. These spirits may not bother you for a while, but you know what? Once they get in, they'll study you and they'll watch you for the time they can. And for any time they can start to manifest to come against you and against Jesus in you, they'll try to do it. See? And they'll keep doing it as long as you let them get away with it. But in Jesus' name, you got to recognize, you got to have discernment, you got to recognize these things and deal with them. Okay? Oh, yeah. You need to deal with the sin in your life, because you're not going to get delivered until you deal with the sin in your life. You need to fall out of agreement with the sin that allow these demons to stay there. Okay? Father, forgive me for being involved with this, that, or the other, whatever it may be, whether it be worrying about things all the time, being in fear all the time. That's a sin. The Bible tells us to fear not. And how many Christians are sinning that way, living in high anxiety over life, when God said, fear not, I just cast all your cares on me. What are you doing? Why aren't you giving your cares to Jesus? Why aren't you being obedient to the word of God? What doors are you opening to the demons because you refuse to obey God and what he told you to do? Well, what are you doing walking around in fear, walking around in afraid and worried all the time and in high anxiety and stressed out, having panic attacks? What are you doing? We need to strengthen our spirit man instead of the mind. You strengthen your spirit man, the mind will be strengthened. You know, many Christians are in trouble today because they're following their feelings around. No wonder they're having trouble, because they follow their feelings instead of the word of God. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. The Bible said we live by faith. We walk by faith. We don't live by feelings. We don't walk by feelings. That's totally unscriptural. There's no scripture that tells us we walk by feelings. No, the just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. Amen? And whatsoever is not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. Yeah, I didn't write it. Jesus wrote it. You get mad at me if you want to, but Jesus wrote these things. I didn't write these things. Word of God says these things. Okay? So a lot of Christians, well, I don't feel that. I do feel so good about this, so it must be right. So I'm involved in it, right? Oh, no. Lord, help them. Keep being deceived by a seducing spirit. Lord, have mercy. Seducing spirit. Come on. Listen, you got to discipline your mouth, too. I'm not going to have time to talk about all I want to talk about here, but I'm going to tell you, you need to discipline your mouth. Because when we say wrong things, what do? We have an open door to the enemy through our mouth. See, when we're looking at wrong things, we have an open door to the enemy through our eye gate. When we're saying wrong things, we have an open door to the enemy through our mouth gate. We're speaking things that are in alignment with a demon and what a demon told us to say and planted in our mind, then we've got an open door to that demon. The temptation was to say, oh, I'm probably going to get sick and die, or, you know, or whatever. Whatever the lie was, the current lie of the day that the devil is trying to get you to get your voice in alignment with. And a lot of Christian feet run to do evil. And we ought to be running to be righteous, running to walk in our righteousness, running to walk in the truth, instead of running to do evil. Right? Oh, yeah. Listen, we got to guard our mouth. We got to guard our eyes. We got to guard our ears. We got to guard ourselves against the enemy. Evil spirits feed on dead things. They feed on the flesh, the old carnal nature. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And they have a right to be there. Until you clean out what they've been feeding on, right? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You know, the freedoms that the world offers you, the world's freedom is nothing but disguised bondage, okay? That's all it is. The freedom of the world, oh, we're free. We do what we want. It's my life, and I'll do what I want. Yeah, right. Nothing but that freedom is nothing but disguised bondage to the devil. And people better wake up to that, man. I'm telling you, you're deceived by the world. If you agree with a sin, you can have that spirit in you if you start getting in agreement with a sin. Okay? Bible says even if you lust in your heart, you've done it. Right? So if you agree, and many never have done it, but you know what? That agreement is sin, and sin is an open door to the enemy. So quit agreeing with demons. Get out of agreement tonight with demons. Right now. You don't need to be in agreement with any demons. I don't know what they've been ministering to you lately. I don't know what lies they've been ministering to you lately, but I'm telling you, it's high time that you get out of agreement with the demon. Get out of agreement with the sin. Okay? Whatever thoughts they've been planting in your mind, you got to get out of agreement with them. Get out, in Jesus' name, get out of agreement with those demons, with that sin. Stop being in agreement with sin because it'll be snaring you and a demon will be coming in if it hasn't already, see? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So oral sex opens the door for homosexual and lesbian relationships. No wonder you've been tempted to have same sex. You've been attracted to same sex. They've had thoughts of homosexuality because you've given in to oral sex. Huh? Come on. Idolatry can often be the root cause of sickness and disease. Did you know that? I mean, these are a lot of truths about deliverance that people just don't know. And so I'm laying a lot on you tonight. I realize that. But you know what? You can go back and listen to it again as many times as necessary and go read the scriptures yourself. And you could, because that's the good thing about this program, you know, you could go back and download, listen again and again, many times as you want to. If you want to, I mean, if you're really hungry to know things, huh? If you're hungry, I mean, a lot of people just aren't hungry, goes in one ear out the other. But I think if you're taking the time to listen, you must be interested, right? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we need to guard. The Bible even tells us in the New Testament, you know, little children flee from idolatry. I mean, what do we see in our nation? Lots of idolatry. And there are many idols in our midst, in the midst of America. And we're to flee from that idolatry. I mean, look, what did they do in the book of Acts? They burned things worth a lot of money. Right? I mean, listen, if we had it today, if we had a burning in our parking lot, people burn their Harry Potter books and their New Age paraphernalia and they burn all the icons, the religious icons, pictures of Jesus, angels, and, you know, fairies and dwarves and elves and all that stuff that brings demons into their homes and their dream catchers, all the bondage stuff they got, they burn it. If they really want to follow Jesus, that doesn't matter what it costs. Well, I should go sell it to somebody. Why? And curse them too? And I know there are some things you could go sell that it's not going to be a curse to them, but many things, you don't want to give it to anybody else. You just want to destroy it, right? What about ear piercing? Oh, don't get on that, Pastor. Well, listen, it's mutilating your body. That's what that's called. And it can cause physical problems, hearing problems, facial problems, dull of hearing, the word of God, female problems, right? Oh, my, Pastor, you're really stepping out. Well, I'm just giving you things that are in the Bible. You get your ear pierced, you have bondage. You put yourself create a soul tie, just like getting a tattoo, create a soul tie with the person that's cutting your skin. Well, this is the person piercing your ears can create a soul tie. Right? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, don't get on all this stuff, Pastor. It's too much for me. Oh, well. What about the... I don't know. How much should I share with you? There's so much, and I'm running out of time. But the earring can be signs of harlotry. You know, Exodus 21:6, if a man wanted to be a permanent slave, then he had his ears pierced. And all driven through his ear. Does that open a door to slavery? Does it open a door to being slaves? There's a lot of things here that are going on, see. Definite connection between piercing ears and a man's bondage and slavery. And if it pierced his own, only being a bondage to himself, the bondage to self spirit. Yeah, well, I think I better stop here. We can go on and on and on with this stuff because there's just so many different things here that people open themselves up to, right? Yeah, but just by fooling with stuff they don't know better than. Like Santa Claus, right? He seated in the sides of the north. Visits all the homes in the world. He knows when you've been good and he knows when you've been bad. He's omnipotent, right? No, he isn't. Even his name, Satan, right? Santa can spell Satan if you just change the letters a little bit, right? But you think that's not by design? You think it just happened? You think, just whatever will be, you know, that's just a coincidence. No, there's no coincidences in this world. Spiritual things behind things that happen in the physical, things that you see in the physical, there's something spiritual behind it. And it didn't just happen. It didn't just happen for no reason. Okay? No, these are things that were set up to be a certain way to bring people into bondage any way the devil can. The devil's sly, people. He's subtle. He's not stupid. He knows what he's doing. He's good at evil because he's become so evil. Right? But see, you know, this is trying to look like God, Santa, trying to be like God. He knows when you've been good, knows when you've been bad, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. We need to examine everything from our steeple to our wedding, from throwing rice. What is throwing rice at a wedding? That's honoring the God of fertility. Christian artifacts, things that are made to represent the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're not to have those things. It's an idol. It's not because you worship it, but because it exists. I mean, saying in Romans that you're trying to represent the uncorruptible by the corruptible. You can't do that because Jesus is uncorruptible. The Father is uncorruptible. Pictures of Jesus, you know, open the door for demons in your house. Their fantasy, their figment of imagination, their artist conception. We don't have those things in our home as a Christian. I don't have any pictures of Jesus. I wouldn't have any pictures of Jesus. I haven't had any pictures of Jesus for many years because I know better than to have it. People have had that picture of Jesus knocking on doors. They've had knocking noises in their home, and they got rid of the pictures of Jesus, and the knocking noises quit. See, the Bible tells you not to make any images of God, not to put up any images of God in your home. Okay? So why would you do something that the Bible tells us not to do, right? Oh, Look at verse Acts 17:29. I'll close with that. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone or graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, that's in the past. But now commands that all men everywhere, commanded that all men everywhere to repent, commanded all men everywhere to repent. Okay? So you don't make God's images into things that are made of gold and stone and silver and all this stuff. No, no, no. And, of course, the New Testament says make no likeness or image of God whatsoever. Right? And that's where we're going to stop tonight. I laid a whole lot on you tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Clean house. Clean house. Hope you've seen some things that you need to deal with. Father, we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of God here for deliverance tonight, that we're going to do some spiritual house cleaning. We're going to clean up some messes here in our lives here tonight as we cast out devils here in a moment. But, Lord, we have to first release the knowledge, first release the truth so that people can know what they're dealing with and know that they need to deal with something and not be in denial about these things. And, Father, we thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this program tonight. We thank you for the message tonight. We thank you for sharing all these things with your people, Father, that you put on my heart to share tonight, Father. And I just praise you for ministering by the power of your spirit here. And we release the angels of God to go and sword these devils tonight and attack these spirits that we're going to address in advance now. We thank you for that. Thank you that they're weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. We apply the blood against them. We rebuke these devils right now in Jesus' name and tell them we got to go. In Jesus' name. Defeated by the blood of Jesus. Defeated in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance taking place here in Jesus' name and house cleaning to take place as well in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it tonight and give you the glory, give you the honor, give you the glory, give you the praise. And we give you all because, hey, we're not taking any for ourselves. We give it all to you, Lord. All to you, Lord, that you would be magnified and lifted high above all, amen, and you are lifted up above all. So glory be to the King of Kings, glory be to the Lord of Lords, and we glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes and we'll do deliverance.
yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road. Companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load, and with undying sympathy you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your majesty, your love is beyond. And yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road. Companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load, and with undying sympathy you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your
Jesus, his love is beyond compare. He takes good care of us. Now, maybe, you know, you have some of these things that we talk about tonight. We're going to go and do deliverance on them and get rid of this stuff. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We just come against these spirits right now that we talked about tonight. Let's just focus on them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we come against those evil spirits, the Panera spirits. Right now, that spirit of restlessness, right now, you come out, all the way out. That spirit of restlessness, come out in Jesus' name. I bind you, break the power of these spirits, break the control of these spirits over people's lives right now in the name of Jesus. That restless spirit, that nervous spirit, you come out. That boredom spirit, spirit of boredom, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out of there. All that restlessness, all that guilt, the performance, the fearfulness, come out. The stressful spirits, the rejection, the anxieties, come on out of there. Right now, we're talking to you in the name of Jesus. Right now, those Conera spirits, those evil spirits that we're talking to, you come out right now, all the way out. Nervous conditions, come out. Come out. Spirits that are troubling people continually, come out. All the way out. Come 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 out. 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 All the way out. Go. All the way out. The fearfulness. The fear. Come out. The guiltiness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The stress. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you right now. Come out. Come out, come out. Angels going to sword those demons, sword and chase and persecute them now. You come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out the anxieties, you have to go. Come out the worrying about pain. Some people, they worry, 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 worry all the time about their children, about themselves, their health, their finances, always worrying about something, their marriages. Come out, all those worrying spirits, come out in Jesus' name. You worry wart spirit, come out. All that worrying, come out, 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 come out. All kinds of stress come from worrying, come out. By giving in to that stress, come out, come out, come out, stress, come out, worrying, come out. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you, come out. All the way out, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, keep coming out. All the way out, go, 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 go. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way. Keep going. Now let's deal with the spirits of infirmity. Come out. Keep coming out. All these infirmity spirits. Let's come against the infirmity. We dealt a lot with infirmity last week, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it this week. But you got to go right now. All those spirits of disease, sickness, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The COVID devil, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Frailty, come out. Come out. Come out. Frail body, come out. Come out. Anemic, come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, those symptom spirits, the lying symptoms trying to set you up for something. You come out. Those lying symptoms, come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke those symptoms. Diabetes, the cancer, the leukemia, the whatever, to come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. All the way out. All those infirmity spirits, go. Malady, weakness, frailty, come out. Come out. Disease spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Now we've got to deal with Python. That's what we want to really spend some time on, because probably you've heard things that are not right at some point in your life and believed them. So we just come against the spirit of divination, the Python spirit. Come out, you spirit of Python. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out of there. All that Python spirit, you got to go right now. Go. Soothsaying, witchcraft, go, 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 fortune telling, come out, false prophecies, false words that you thought were from God, but it was demons, come out, all the way out, go, 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 come out, all the Python spirits, all the false prophecies, come out, all witchcraft, false prayers that you may have prayed, charismatic witchcraft that have been prayed over you, controlling prayers. We break the curse of all of them in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. False prophecies. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Lucifer, Lucifer, let them go. Lucifer, Lucifer, let them go right now. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Blow them out. Cough them out. Take a few coughs. All the way out. Get them out of there. All the way out, those dominating, deceiving spirits, come out, 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 false words, come out, getting a word that was from a demon instead of God, come out, that Python, come out, Python, Python, snake, snake spirit, snake, snake spirit, come out, all those snake spirits, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come all the way out. Go, those serpent spirits, come out. Serpentine, serpents, go, go, go all the way. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. The blood of Jesus. I apply the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood against those demons. Come out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All Python, come out. All those Python, all those snakes, all those serpents, come out. All those false words, come out. Come out, come out. Seducing spirits, Plano, come out. All those seducing spirits, you come out. Those seducive, deceiving spirits, the misleading spirits. Yeah, that misleading. Come out. Come on, all the way out. All those misleading. Those spirits that have misled you, deceived you, come out. Come out. Seduced you, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All those seducing spirits, go, 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 come out, come out, come out. Come on, all those seducing spirits, you have to go. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you. Come out, come out. False doctrine, deceptive beliefs, come out, all the way out. Mormonism, Catholicism spirits, you've been a Catholic, come out. All the way out. All that Catholicism, come out now. Come out. Oh, bondage to nuns, bondage to priests, come out. Come out of there. Religious spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Denominational spirits, come out. Got a Baptist devil, a Lutheran devil, come out. All the way out. All those denominational spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Denominations mean divided. Bible says a divided house cannot come out. All the way out. We're not a divided house. We're one house in Christ. Come out of there. All the way out. Keep coming out. All that divisive spirits, come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 Jehovah Witness spirits, come out. Oneness spirits, New Age spirits, Hinduism, Buddhism, come out, come out. New Age, come out, come out, come out, come out. Hypnotism, you ever been hypnotized? Come out. We break that curse over you. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out. Keep going, keep moving, all the way, all the way, all the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. We rebuke you, the blood of Jesus against you right now. Come out, keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 move, 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 move. All seducing spirits, come out, come out, come out. Come out now, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, these spirits that mislead, have misled you, come out, the misleading spirit, come out. In Jesus' name, cause you to be misled, do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, act the wrong way, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, just say, Father, forgive me for yielding to a seducing spirit. We just break that demon back here. Now, we just forgive me for being led by and giving place to a deceiving spirit, a seducing spirit, being misled. And I wash that away with your blood right now. Father, forgive me for that. Now, the demons have to go. You have no legal ground. The person has asked forgiveness, now you have to go, and they've received forgiveness if they've asked. Come out, all the way out. They're out of agreement with you. They don't need you anymore. They don't need your protection. They don't need you ministering your lives to them anymore. Now go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, seducing spirits. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, just say, Father, forgive me for giving place to unclean spirits. That's right. We just deal with these unclean spirits now. Father, forgive me. Wash me in your blood from giving place to these unclean spirits, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's tell him that. We come against those unclean spirits too right now. Those spirits of adultery, those spirits of fornication, those spirits of homosexuality. Come out. Come out. Those spirits of sexual uncleanness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, those spirits of promiscuity. Come out, even though it may have been years ago. Maybe, the spirit doesn't leave, just because it was years ago. They don't leave until they're forced out. They'll stay the rest of your life if you don't cast them out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Go. All that promiscuity. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. All that uncleanness. Go. Sexual uncleanness. Go, go, go. All the way. Promiscuity. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Adultery. Come out. Fornication. Come out. Masturbation. Come out. 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 All the way. All the way. Come out. Come out. Come out. All those sexual fantasies, reading romance novels and fantasizing. Come out. All the way out. All those fantasy spirits. Come on. All those romance spirits. Come out. 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 Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. All those unclean spirits, go, 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 go. All that bestiality, come out. We break that. Incest, too, come out. Come out. Come out. Molestation, rape spirits, come out. Sexual abuse spirits, come out. 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 Come out of there all the way. We break the curse of these things in Jesus' name. We break the curse of these things being in your life from the past. Now come out of there all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Pornography, go all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All the way out. Unfaithfulness, go, 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 go. Come out, come out. The unfaithfulness, you come out. Come on, all that unfaithfulness, go, 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 go. All the pornography, go, go, come out, 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 come out. Sexual abuse spirits, come out. All this sexual abuse might have happened when you were a child a long time ago, but the spirits don't leave till they're commanded out. They have to go, come out. Sexual abuse, come out. Sexual fantasies, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way up out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus is against you. Coming out, We apply the blood. We send the mighty angels in to sword these demons. Now get out of there in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Call some more. All the way out. Let them go. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. All those foul spirits, you have to go. Foul, unclean spirits, keep coming out. Come on. Fear of rape, rape, come out. Seduction, harlotry, come out. Whoredom, come out. 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 Whoredom, abuse, molestation, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus, you have to go. Keep coming out, 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 all the way out. Keep going. All those unclean spirits, go, go, go. Fantasy lust, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. We break the curse and soul ties with whoever pierced your ear or put tattoos on your body. We cut and sever the soul ties. We break the curse of having marks put on your body. Go right now. It says don't put any marks on your body. It says in I think Leviticus, come out. All the way out. Go, go. We break the curse of that. We break any spirits that came in because of that. We command them to go because of the tattoos, because of the piercing. Come out. Come out. Come out all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out now. All the way up out of there right now. Move, move. Welcome, welcome, brother. I praise God. Just doing as instructed here. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All those spirits that come in with the tattoos, we break the curse right now. Spirits that come in with the piercing, we break the curse and command the spirits out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, go. We don't hold to the traditions of men. We hold to the traditions of the kingdom of God. We hold to the truths of the kingdom of God. So you got to go right now, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going, keep going, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, all the way out, up and out. Keep moving in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus. Handwriting analysis. Playing magic. Come on. Magic. Come out. All the way out. Lord of the Rings. Come out. All the way out. Harry Potter spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Yoga. Automatic writing. Come out. Hypnosis. Pendulum. Levitation. Any of that. You got to go. All the way out. We break it. Break the power of the spirit. All the way out. Yes. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your compliments there. And I give God all the glory, of course. But keep coming out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Out, 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 out. All the way out of there. Keep going up and out of there. Come on, dream catcher. Did you have a dream catcher in your home ever or your car? Come out. We break the curse of that. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Well, if you ever had any masonry in your family line, we break the curse of Freemasonry over you, your family. Come out, all that spirit of Freemasonry, we command it to go. We break the curse over you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Freemasonry, Eastern Star, come out. Come out, Job's daughters, come out. Come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Secret clubs and lodges, any curses from them, we break that off of you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way, all that masonry, all that Freemasonry, come out, 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 come out. All Freemasonry, go, 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 go. All the way. All the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. You have to go, 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 go. All the way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go rabbit's foot. Come out. We break the curse of carrying a rabbit's foot. Come out. Come out. Putting a wiggly horn around your neck. Come out. 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 All the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, go. We break the curses of these things, all of them. Rabbit's foot, come out. Good luck charms, come out. Lucky Charms. You eat them Lucky Charm cereals, and you're just opening up to some spirits there, too. We break the curse of eating Lucky Charms. Come out, all the way out. Jesus' name. Luck has to do with the devil. I don't say good luck to anybody, and I don't want any good luck. I want God's blessing. That's what I'll take. Come out of there, all the way out. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. That's what we ought to be saying. Don't wish me good luck. I don't want that. I don't want anything to do with the devil on me. Now, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Now, go, 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 go. Keep coming out. All those good luck charms, wearing the little charm bracelets. Come on, we break the curse of that. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Little tiki's and little rat things and all those things. Little fairies and goblins and, oh my, the list goes on of demonic things. That people, cabbage patch dolls, we break the curse of them. Come on, all the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out of there, all the way. Keep going in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all idolatry, all witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've run out of time. Father, we thank you for this deliverance tonight. The blood of Jesus over everybody. Seal this deliverance to those who have received some tonight, Father. And thank you for educating some who didn't know some of these things, Father. We thank you that they'll walk in greater freedom and liberty as a result of it in Jesus' name and not be succumbing to the powers of Satan. So seal this deliverance. Give a greater eye-opening and discernment to the saints tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Bless each and every listener that will listen later and those who have listened live tonight. In Jesus' name, for your glory, be lifted up and magnified, O Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. It was nice being with you tonight. And we hope to see you back next Friday night on the 25th of February. Lord willing, and I believe he is, and thank you for listening and being faithful. Those of you who deliver, thank you for giving and supporting this ministry. We appreciate it so much. Lord, bless you for your giving and prosper you abundantly as well, because you're never going to outgive the Lord, that's for sure. So just be filled with his presence and his blessing as we go tonight. Bye-bye now. Jesus, may the Lord just fill you up to overflowing in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled up with the Holy Ghost and be baptized with power. Be filled with Holy Ghost and power and fire. And whew, hallelujah. We need more of Jesus every moment of every day. Amen. Let him fill you up right now. Energize you, strengthen you, fill you to overflowing. And may the goodness and his grace just overflow in your life in Jesus' name, because we got more than enough. But our God is always more than enough. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more than abundantly. So we got that abundant life, folks. So let's live in the life. Amen. The life of God. We got the life of God. Let's live in the life of God. Amen. It's ours. And we're kings and priests. So let's act like it, live like it, talk like it, think like it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, love y'all. This is the end tonight. I'm going to have to go ahead and shut it off here now. But appreciate each of you and love you and thank God for you. May the Lord bless you, guide you, and keep you till we meet again. All right. Well, good night now.